Writing for publication is not for the faint of heart. Come to think of it, neither is lifelong caregiving, aging, or fill in the blanks with what occupies your days. But my heart is not faint, and neither is yours. I didn't come here for a general life is hard rant. My good fortune and blessings are abundant. Every writer I know, whether through personal relationship or solely through their books and interviews, tells me they are intimately acquainted with rejection. Even the most loved and successful authors have received many more no's than yeses. And for minor leaguers like me, well, of the hundreds of pieces I've submitted over the last decade or so, I've several dozen acceptances to show for it. My computer desktop is a maze of folders. A few are related to my forthcoming book or to specific ideas for future collections. Others have names like Submit Here, Submitted Here, Most Recent Working On, and Working On. Those last two sit companionably side by side, but they don't enjoy the same treatment. Most Recent Working On is the more exclusive club. It holds poems and essays I've written within the last few months that I've been actively editing or plan to edit soon. Most of them will be honed to my relative satisfaction and sent out into the ether in hopes of finding homes in literary magazines. The Working On folder corrals an overfull, haphazard mixture of starts and half-finished pieces, as well as a few hundred poems that I deemed temporarily complete but lacking. I really ought to rename Working On, as some of this writing is more than 15 years old. I suspect more than half of those pieces will never make it out of that folder. Almost a year ago, I came across a literary magazine called Trash to Treasure Lit. This is their mission statement from the website. Trash to Treasure Lit was created to foster a community of writers who may not believe in their abilities, but deserve to. For writers to learn from their words and others and to open a conversation around why we reject our work before it's given a chance. We encourage writers to have faith in their words and the stories they have to tell while uplifting their fellow writer. The publishing industry can be brutal, and it can so effortlessly destroy your will to continue writing. The aim of this publication is to encourage writers to keep pushing through those boundaries and roadblocks, to learn that we can be our biggest critics, and that we too often discard our work so that others don't get the chance to. Trash to Treasure Lit is a safe space for all writers, published or not. Every writer has a piece of trash that we can treasure. That made me smile, as did the further request that authors explain why they judge their pieces unworthy. And so I reached into the deep recesses of my Working On folder and plucked three poems out. Neither the best of the unworthy or the worst, they were sent off on a virtual journey to the mysterious realm where professional readers pass judgment, and I promptly forgot about them. It was, therefore, a bit of a surprise when the editor contacted me to ask if my triplets were still available. And that, my friend, is how my three latest published poems found their way out and up from the place where poems go to die. They're shy in the light of day, so your compassion is warranted. I'll share one of them here, and the others are viewable by clicking the link below. Circuitry. If my daughter were among the Uvalde dead, I would want to squeeze my trembling body through that tiny crack, the one that grows slightly wider with each passing decade, that sliver of an opening in the door to the other side. I would want to get there before she does, be the waiting ghost mother with my arms like wings open wide, like her eyes would be as she lands, dazed and stupefied in the place where bodies cannot follow. I would want to pull the remnants of terror and trauma right out of her sparkling baby soul, cast it off like everything else we leave behind when we die. Poet's note: I threw this poem into the dead letter office on my Mac because it felt like I was inserting myself into a circumstance I've never experienced. I have, in fact, no clue what bereaved parents really go through, and it felt like a reader might think I've no right to poem about it. Thanks, as always, for reading. By the way, my first full-length book is due out this fall. I'll be boring you to tears with the details as soon as I have them.